are continuing the our Shu'urim on the Kavanos of Kaddish. We are now on page 209 in the Kudus of Kesef. And in the PDF, one page...
56.
Page 56. That's better. Now, let's start on page 209. V'shak Kavanos Dush... We'll talk about this to be the title first. Kavanos Hamshachas Ruach Le'olam Asiyah Tachton B'Kaddish Dehodu Dehodu. So we're now... We learned more or less the Mahalich of what we're seeing over here in Kaddish. Is to bring in the Shefa from Abba v'Ima into, well, let's split this up as follows. We're taking the Shefa from Abba, we're bringing it into the Gar, the Zan. Then we're going to take the Shefa of Ima and bring it into the Vak of Zan. That's what we've learned technically in what's happening in the words of Tefillah. In all the words, Yizgadah, Yizgadah, Shemei Rabo, and those four words, you bring the Chaget and the Nahi, and Kehena, Kehena, we saw the technicality of that. Now we're going to look more at an overview of what is actually happening when you sing the Kaddish. So the underlining understanding of the Kaddish is to send up the lower world to the higher world. That means the Asiyah, we start Asiyah Tachton, and that means the Bia Datsilos. So let's start with the Asiyah Datsilos. The Asiyah Datsilos is going to go up to the world of Yetzirah. And then after that, from Yetzirah is going to the Bria, and then finally to Atzilus. So we're moving Me'olam Le'olam. And we know the rule is that it's only the Bia Datsilos that goes Me'olam Le'olam, as opposed to when you're dealing with the Bia Tachton, that only works Mi Tlat Atlat. It goes Mi Nahi to the Chaget, to the Chaget, to the Chabad, until the Nahi, the Elyon. That's it works much slower. So that is Bechalah, that is the Ganze Tachlis, Be'etzim, that's the Ike Tachlis of Kaddish, is to be Mali the Oilam, the Oilam, the Oilam. Okay. Now, besides this Tachlis, we'll also have to be Mashpia on the Za of that particular word that we're speaking about, as we've been seeing. Mashpia to the vak of Za from Ima, we mashpia from Abba into the Gal the Za. So we mashpia. Now in the Rishash we'll find the showings of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, that it's not only enough to be mashpia particular Moichim, but rather also in the Ranchi, Ruach, and Neshamas as we're going along. So let's see that inside now. ובשעה כבונוס דרוש תפילה שחר מצינו שתי מיני עליאס עולמוס. ודרוש אלו ודרוש בייס כוסף תעולמוס אוילים עליה גמור מזה לזה, ודרוש גימו כוסף באוילים לתלת התלת. So we found a little bit of stira in the drushim, that one part of the drushim of Aleph and Bayes talks about the oil olomim, they will go מאוילים לאוילים. So Asiyah goes to Yetzirah, Yetzirah goes to Bria, and so on and so forth. It's quite a fast movement in the progression of the aliyas of the olomos. In Dosh Gimel, we find that they only go up tlat a tlat, a third by a third. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Roshash Besifro, Nahar Shalom, Melamdeinu, Shemash goes to the Rabbi Shah Kavon, Zdur Shalav and Bein, Sheolim Olamas Gmezeh, Lizeh Aliyah Gemura, Akavon Olo Olamas De'abia De'atzilus. So when there's a reference in the Shah Kavonus to moving from world to world, you have to know that's a reference to Bia De'atzilus. ממש גוז דוש גימו שאמו אוי למתלת התלת, אגב טוב, הכוון לעולמוס בי התחתו אני. So the בי התחתו is going to work מתלת התלת. והנה, כוסף הרבה שהכוונוס דוש, ריש דוש הקדיש דף י' עמוד גימו, וזה לא שם קודשו. דה. So as we're moving through the tefillah, we're eventually going to get Asiyah, the world of Asiyah, into the world of Yetzirah. Excuse me. Aval adayim lo kiblu hagar de Asiyah mina Yetzirah ela b'chinas nefesh shela Yetzirah. So we're going to find that we mashpia, that means the oilem ha'elyon is mashpia, the oilem ha'tachton, nefesh, ruach, neshama, naran. So as we're progressing through the tefillah, the gal, that means the top part of the sea, is going to get a shefa called the nefesh of Yetzirah. Yeah. Ve'enu tzirichim ואינו צריכים לוסס להם עוד בחינס רוח ממש של יצירה, וזה נעשה על ידי קדי שאומרים קודם הודו לשם. So, על ידי the words of tefillah, the world of Asiya, the Tachton, is going to be receiving nefesh from the world of Yetzirah.
הקורבנות בדברים הקורבנות.
Yeah. But when you start to sing the Kaddish will then give a higher bechina to the God of Asiya called the Ruach. Of Yetzirah to the world of Asiya. Now, Vishah Kavon is Daf Yud Zayin now. He writes, V'inyan Hashem Melech Hashem Malach Hashem Yimloch Lo'ilam Vayed. Now, he says, before that, I'm going to speak to you. V'koydem
Shenivo
Ela Biurim Nirtov Agdoma Kitana Ala Niskla El Vihizos. So before we start getting to the Din of Hashem Melech, he's going to give us a little Agdoma. Kikavan is by its Leinu Shebetchila Kiblu Garden Asiya Bechinas Nefesh. So first, what happened is that the Garden Nefesh, that's what we've been talking till now, the Gar, the Asiya, which has received already the Nefesh through the Tefillah, Ali de Kaddish Alu El Gimul Atachtoinus Yetzira V'Kiblu Bechinas Ruach. Like we said before in the previous shtickle. So through the tefillah, the Gar de Asiya receives a nefesh, and then later on through the kaddish before hodu, it will receive the world of Asiya is going to receive the ruach of Yitzira.
You put two together the fact that the Yitzira give or the Asiya is going up. Before we didn't say that alu el gimel tachnot, we said the opposite. We said the gimel tachnot yardu el Gar de Asiya.
No, we didn't say that. We said Lo Kiblu Gar. We're talking about the Kabbalah. You're right there. That there we're talking about what the Gar de Asiya is mekabel.
But the still in Asiya keilu, and it sounds keilu.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the whole tachlis of Kaddish. Kaddish is malu the world of Asiya into the world of Yetzira. What we're learning today is that nitoisif to this is not stump, just goes up. It's not an elevator, but rather it's mashpi as well. Koach of nefesh nefesh v'ruach of the world of Yetzirah as well to the world of Asiya as it's going up. Now, the Kaddish, is male, right? Olu el gimel tachtonis Yetzirah. That means the gal de Asiya goes up to the nai of Yetzirah. And there as well, mitoisef alidei the ma'aseh aliyah is mikabel b'chinas ruach. Ve'adam
Be'amareinu, I'm not very clear. Kilu for nefesh, be'etzem the gar de Asiya stay there, stay in Asiya.
Only kaddish is a koach of male.
Before kaddish,
there's no male.
No male, but we still have nefesh or yitzira.
Nefesh, yeah.
Nefesh into Asiya, yeah. Kilu, and the kaddish is male. This gar plus the nefesh of yitzira into yitzira,
yeah.
And then you've got the ruach of yitzira into the gar.
That's right. Ve'ata be'amreinu hodu. Now, next stage after we say kaddish, right? Then what happens? V'hine hu mizmor v'noda shemizmorim hem biyetzira v'nimtza ata ki agar de'asiya sho'olo yetzira. When we said kaddish, nasu yetzira mamesh, it became mamesh a chelik of yetzira v'kiblu b'chidus neshom mitzad yetzira. Okay, so those are three stages. We're moving it up in three stages. The Hainu, like he said beforehand very nicely, when we say, for example, by the way, it's not Korbanos, it's by Ishei. Ishei, what is the part of the Korbanos? When you say the word Ishei, by the Korbanos, what's happening is that the world of Yetzir is Mashpia Nefesh to the world, to the Gar de Asiya. When you're going to say Kaddish, it's Mali the Gav to the Nahi of Yetzira, and it's Mashpia Ruah. And then finally, when you say Hodu, it becomes part and parcel. The Gav the Asiya now becomes part and parcel of the Nahi of Yetzira, becomes now the Neshama of Yetzira. It's Mikabal Neshama. V'imkein, me'agdomo she'agdomnu navin, Shekan askinan bekavano bia tachta. Because how does he know? Because we know that bia that tzilus goes mi oilum me oilum. This will make sense b'chalam, not parsha. So elamah, we're talking about only a bia tachta, which works mi tlat atlat. And this is what's happening. The gal, that means the gimel rishon, is working with the nines, only going up one stage. That means kaddish not included. Nechol and asiya yitzira vikiblu gal deasiya b'chinas nefesh. Or be kaddish and mikablin ruach. Or be hodu mikablin neshama. Ve'kavana lipnimius gal deasiya tachta. Talking about asiya tachta. Shalu be ishei lechitzonius nai deyitzira. So we start with ishei. That's going to work it up to the nai. That means we're going to be covered from nine, so and so forth. The inyan and naran that we spoke about, the nefesh ruach neshama, ha'elu nimshochim legar de'asiya tachton. Sorry, yidbar al pi adush Hashem malach or Hashem melach. Shehevanu sham kosev aram she'al di akadish alu hagar de'asiya le'nai di yitzir v'kiblu b'chinas ruach l'cho. Mo loshon sh'olu. Oh, it doesn't fit what we're talking about. We're talking about giving from Yitzira over into the world of Asiya. Right? We give the Nefesh, we give the Ruach, the Shama. What's the Olu? Halokaba, Olu gad Asiya l'nai di Yitzira betevas ishe. Didn't they go up already? Ma aliyas zamshuv. What's this extra aliyah by Kaddish? Om namnir shaliyas pnimius. Okay, we haven't seen this sugya of ishe, because we'll see what them is. Is not only kaddish is mali, other words as well, ezu mikomam, also as a koach to be mali, ana bekoach, other chalakim atfila also as a koach, not only kaddish. So his kasha was by ishe already mali. So what are you doing? What's the extra aliyah by kaddish? Omnam nir shaliyas pnimius agad asiya. So it's going to work in three different stages. Shlav rishon shel aliyah nasi b'tchilas tevas ishe. That's the first aliyah. Okay? Right? Now look, we saw in Shah Kavan. Shah Kavan actually didn't mention b'chlav this aliyah. Then we have hu nikra nefesh. Shlav sheni, that's the kaddish. Shel ashiyah nasi al b'kaddish. Ve'ad nizdachichim agar de'asiyah. Na'al yosef v'nasi tzal yosef pnimiyas Yosef and Nikal Ruach. So it's a more of an aliyah. It's hard to quantify what he's saying exactly. More of a pnimis tigazach. It's more mezachich, a better aliyah, let's call it. V'shlav ha'shlishi achron nase behodu. She'az kiblu agar elu zichuch nosaf. Omehafrim lois b'chinas yetzira mamesh. V'nikra neshama. V'ayim sefer kodosh das v'askil. Okay, that's Rav Adaya. Okay, so is that clear? Is that clear?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. V'nimshel b'dursheinu levai et v'chinas ruach v'ofen ruach, because it's not yet the kaddish v'ofen asedam shachosho. So here we go. We can't remember. Now let's just remind ourselves about the mab tevas and the mab oisias. Okay, we said this quite a few times, but this is like really the main sugi in kaddish. So we're going to have two times. Mab Tevas, what we're going to call Mab Rishon and Mab Sheni of Tevas. That means 42 letters, we're going to call that Rishon, then 42 letters, we're going to call second. Then you have Mab Oisius, a Rishon, and then Mab Oisius, a Rishon, and Mab Oisius, a Sheni. Okay? Now, what are these Mabs? Okay, so let's just go over them again. Let's.
166.
166? So. 166. Okay, so there's a nice little few lines over here, and page 166. So it says like this: Mab the tevas rishon. So the first mab of the letters, which is shver of the words, because really these are letters. But anyways, so the 42 doesn't mean 42 words, but rather it's 42 letters of 7 words. So when you say the words in Kaddish, Yishtabach, Yisbar, Yisroman, Yisnase, Yisada, Yisale, Yishala, that's 7 words, 6 letters in each word, that's 42 letters. So it's a bit misleading. So it doesn't mean it's 42 words, but it's 42 letters in 7 words. That's Mab Rishon. Mab Sheni is going to be work actually with 42 words. So you have four in Yizgada Vizgada Shemi. That's four. And then another two, Me'alma Ad Mishichi. And then 28, another 28, Yehi Shemei Rabba, until the Amrinan Be'alma. That's 42 words. Okay? Those are the two Mabs Atevas. The Mab Aoysius, again, we'll go back to Yishtabach, those seven words. But now we're going to look at the first letter, which is the Vav of those seven words. You have seven Vavs. And the gematria of Vav is 6, so 7 times 6 is 42. So you have 42 letters. So it's not, we're not counting 42. Also misleading. It's not 42 letters, but rather it's the gematria of 7 letters. Okay? Then finally, the Mabaoises, that's a proper, well, even that's not 42 letters, but it's going to be split up by, when you say the words D, when we said Ba'alma D Vera, D, you done, that's already 14. And then you have another 42, 28 letters after that from Yehi Shemei Rabba. Okay? So that's 28 and 14. That makes 42. That's going to be Mabba Shemi. Okay? So now let's see Yishaya Kavanos over here on page 209. And with that, Hakdom, we can understand what he's saying over here. So, Zogt the Yishaya Hakdomas in Kaddish. V'tzavuch l'chavim b'zeh HaKaddish ki yesh bo beis pamin koach, which is 42, or 28, and the base palmi mab, as we spoke about. Now, v'koach u'mab arishonim hem shel oisius. Shel oisius, as opposed to the tevas. We're talking about the last two sections. Ki chav ches, the 28 oisius, hemin, where do we see the 28 oisius? Yehesh shemer abba mevarach, until ad milas almaya. So you're going to find 28 letters over there. Vehem zayin tevos, that's seven words, and together you're going to have seven words which have 28 letters altogether. That's what we talked about. That's the chav ches oisius. What's the mab oisius now? Hem gematria she zayin oisius vehem zayin vavim she bereshit tevos yishtabach yizbar yizbar ma vitnasev yitnasev yitnasev yitlal she olim mab v'techavim b'shem havaya de miloi alafim de ma. Shuhu ba'alam yitzira sheyesh bo tevas bechinas chav ches oisios de miloi amiloi v'gam yesh bo mab oisios bekol chlaluso shem arba oisios apashut v'asara de miloi v'chav ches de miloi v'al yedei ze chav ches u'mab techaven laham shiruach de yitzira el gar de asiya she'alu sham. Okay, so you know what? Let me explain to you using a chart. Okay. Let me explain to you using a chart. So what we're doing over here is, I made a little chart over here. So this, let's focus over here. These are the charts we've been using till now with the Nukutus Kesef, but just with a bit of color inside. So this is what we're doing over here. So what we're looking at, we have to always remember, when you're dealing with oysters, every time there's a mention of oysters, you know this coming from Ima. Okay, Oisius is Ima, and Tevis is a Shefa coming from Abba. Ima is always Mashpia to the Vak, and Abba is always Mashpia to the Gam. Okay, so when he's made Oisius already, we can understand it's coming from Ima, and it's Mashpia to the Za, the Vak of Za. So here's the Vak of Za. The Vak of Za is split into the Gar and the Vak, and Chagat and Anai. That's the way he splits it up here in Kaddish. So what we're looking at over here is actually over here, when you say the word, that's going to be the Gar of the Vak. Those are going to be the seven letters, the seven vavs. 7 times 6 is 42. That's the mab oisius. That's number one. The other mab oisius that we find is in the kachav of the vak. In the kachav of the vak, we have the D, the ba'am, that's the 14. Plus, we have the 28 letters of Yehi Shemei Rabba. That's 42 altogether. So you have 42, 42. Okay, so that's going to be mashpia down into the world of Asiya from Yetzira to give a bechina of ruach.
So why in vak?
Sorry,
you said it's only in gar, not in vak.
The gar d'asiya. That what we're saying over here is that okay, this chart's a little bit misleading because we're not actually dealing with. We're not actually dealing with this framework of Za. Because it's not mentioned Za. It's mentioned the Gal Asiya, like you mentioned over here. But it's the same process. It's the same process. The Hainu is that the Oisius is always a Hashpah from Abba. Right? It's going to Zah. So in this Erechin that we're dealing with the Olamas, we're dealing with the Oilam of Yetzira to the Oilam of Asiya.
To Gal Asiya.
To Gal Asiya. Okay? Okay, but these have to do with Ashpa, which is coming from Abba, from Ima, which deal with these oysters. And these oysters are produced by the Kaddish by saying these words of Yishtabach. Now, this chart will just only show you, that's a good point, this chart will only show you where is in Ogea to Zah, in the Gad of Vak and the Vak. But you're right, it's not Ogea here. Here, what we're dealing with is actually these words. Will be mashpia both of these words, which we find in the gal the vak and the gal the vak is going to be applicable only to the gal the asiya. It's not going to be coming into zak. Right, it's a good point. Okay, now let me tell you the next shtickle that we're going to see in a minute. Well, we're going to do the exact same thing. We're going to look for the mav de tevis. The mav de tevis we saw when it came into zak came also into the gal, but the gal the gal. And we saw it come into, here's the Mav de Tevis. We saw it in the Gal de Vak, the Gal. Okay? And these are all the words of Kaddish that you were saying in order to draw that down. So when you're saying that, not only you've been Mimalid these Makomis and Zah, you're also being Mimalid the Gal of Asiya.
Yeah, this is in Zad Atsilus.
Yeah, this is Zad Atsilus, right? No, this is Zad Asiya.
Zad
Asiya.
Where is it going?
This is what we said. This is all the shiur beforehand. This is, you're right. This is not the gay. This chart shouldn't have brought it about. But just to show the contrast, till now we saw when you said those words, Ishtabach, you bring Mashpia from Abba into the Gal de Gal. Abza, that's it.
Yeah, but it's, what's written, Echal Kotchik Kotchim, would be wrong here.
That's right here. Yeah, that's right. We're dealing here with the Asiya Tachta. Okay, the Gal de Asiya Tachta, right? So what we brought over here and what we brought over here is also going to be mashpia to the world of the Gal de Asiya.
I don't feel what you say. What do you mean what we brought over here?
This is what we learned till now.
Yes.
Okay. We mashpia in Zah de Asiya Tzilus.
That won't happen in Kaddish de before Odu.
Yes, it will.
We're not in Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim, we are in Asiya. What we said before was Govan Klali.
This is Zah.
Now,
you have a Zah Nasir, a Zah Yetzir, Zah Bria, Zah De Atzilus. Okay, I'm looking at Zah De Asiya. In Zah De Asiya, when I say the words, Ishtabach, Ishtabach, I'm going to be mashpia to that Zah De Asiya, those mob tables, I'm going to mashpia from Abba into the Gal de Gal that Zad Asiya.
What for?
Because I need to do an Aliyas Biurim.
It won't be Aliyas Biurim.
I will.
Only for Gal, not for Vak.
Okay, well, I need the other Mab, right? The Mab tables over here. So when I say the rest of the Kaddish, that's going to be Mali this.
That's very strange.
Why is it strange?
Because what do you put in, why do you separate the two, why do you separate all the things into sugyas?
What do you mean?
If I understand you correctly, and I do understand, I mean...
Right, this is what we've been learning till now, right? We've been learning that you bring Mashpia to Zah in the Zah which is found in a Zah which is found in the Asiya Atzilus, which is found in Asiya Tachta, right?
It's not the same. Zah the Asiya Atzilus,
which is found in Asiya Tachta, right?
Which is found in Zah.
You have Asiya Atzilus, yes. That comes down to the Asiya Tachta to be.
What do you mean?
Okay, let's start from the beginning here. See some, you're not following me either. Okay, so like this. We have four worlds, okay? We have Yetzira, we have Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Okay. Now, in each one of those, you also have a Bia. You have a Bia Atzilus, you have a Bia in all those. Now, we know the Malachim fell and into all those worlds. So you have Shivrei Kelim, Rafach, all that. Now I got to bring them up. Now how am I going to do that? Torah mitzvahs. Okay. Number one. Number two, the Eibishter has allowed that the Bia Datsilus should come down to Bia Tachtam. Okay? The reason is that's clear that that is in order to Messiah the Alis Biur.
Okay? It wouldn't otherwise have gone there.
Excuse me?
I mean, otherwise it would not have gone there.
That's right.
It didn't fall there, it was moved there.
Moved there to help us bring out this Biurim. Now, what are these Biurim? They're Zah. So, I have Zah in the world of Asiyah Tachton. Right? And I have, what else do I have in Asiyah Tachton? I also have Asiyah Datsilus, which is in Asiyah Tachton. Right?
Asiyah Datsilus is sent to help Asiyah Datsilus.
Correct.
So you don't need to be Male Asiyah Datsilus.
Of course I do.
You don't need to be Mitaken it.
I must be on it. I must be on it as well.
Okay.
If it's there, there's also the five patsufim in it. We have the whole, everything is in everything. Okay? Mm-hmm. So every time I talk about the oilam, you have to know there's five patsufim and so on and so forth. The whole binyan is exactly identical for me. There's no difference for me. Whether I'm dealing in Asiya, a Tachta, and Asiya, the Atsilas in the world of Tachta, it looks identical. Except it works different. It doesn't work different. One's me oilam the oilam, one's me tlat the lat. It works different. But the ashpa has to be the same. Therefore, everything we've been doing till now, the Rashash says, it's clearly, every time I say the word Yis Gadal, a Mashpia on the Asiya Tachton, that means the Zad the Asiya Tachton, and the Zad the Asiya the Atzilus, which is found in the Asiya Tachton.
Yeah.
Okay?
Then, what do you speak in this?
This is Zad. Zad has a head. This is there the Gar, a beautiful head. See, you're smiling here. Okay? And this is his body. This is the Vak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and every time I say Achelik of Kaddish, remember this Zaz in the world of Asiya Tachton, right? And there's also this particular Zaz in Asiya Datsilus in Asiya Tachton.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I say these words of Kaddish, I'm mashpiatim. So I'm mashpia here in the Gal the Gal, I'm mashpia in the Vak of the Gal, I'm mashpia in the Chag of the Gal, and the Night of the Gal.
That's from today.
No.
Gal, yeah.
So, what I've been learning today, maybe I'm confused by bringing out this thing. This is not what we're learning right now. What we're learning now over here is the oilam proper. What we're learning over here, that you're bringing down a nefesh, you're bringing down a ruach from the world of Yetzira into the world of Asiya. Gadasiya.
Yeah,
but using the same words, though.
Yeah, but what's Gadasiya? It's on the part of it. What is it?
What?
What is Gardasia?
It's Gardasia.
Atika Bavima?
For us, there's no Navkamina Be'etzim. Well, we call them Patsufim or we call them Olamas. But the Olamas also have this gather of 10 spheres.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
But if you say that Gar is Atik Abaveima.
So I'm not saying that.
You're not saying that.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's two different things. I'm saying over here, you must be to the Gardasia. You didn't say Gardi the Zardasia.
No, Gardasia, sure not.
So we're not talking about this.
Gardasia, lechora, is the three first parts of Himavasiya.
No, it's called Chabad.
Yeah.
Chochma bin Adam.
If it's a partsuf, it's Atika Bavima.
Okay, we're not going to go. Let's go. Gar, he doesn't call them partsuf, he says Gardasia. This is Gar. Gar, Gimel Rishon. So it's not confusing. Chochma bin Adam. So I want to be
much. Zai is not part of it. Zai is not part of this Esa partsuf.
We spoke about, of course, he's there.
But that's not about
the Gal. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the Gal Dasiya proper.
Okay,
so we mashpia in the same way that we learned till now on Zah. Zah also has a Gal. It looks the same thing, right? Let's just pretend this is an oil. So we're going to mashpia now from the world of Yetzirah. This is the world of Yetzirah. And this is the world of Asiya. So from Yetzira, the Naid Yetzira, the Mashpia onto the Gard Asiya, okay, through the Mab Oisius, and there's two of them, right? Mab Oisius that we say Yishtabach, and Mab Oisius that we see in all these words over here, that gives a zichuch to the Gard Asiya. Okay, is that clear? So that right? Okay. So let's continue. So the next shtickle, va'arikach techavim, od chav ches shel tevas. Now, divided, we spoke about the oisius of kaddish. Now we're talking about the tevas kaddish that we spoke about a few minutes ago. Shem chav ches. That's 28 letters of words. שיש מין יהיה שמירה בעל דאמרינם באלמה ואם הוא אומן, okay, without the אומן, ותכוון גם במה בטבעס, and also the seven words, which actually not seven, yeah, the seven words, but you're only dealing with the, the words here, וזיין טבעס עצמם של ישתבח, the seven words over there, אז ויסלל ובכל טבע מהם יש בהם וב אויסס הרימה. So those are the two mobs we're dealing with. Now, what are those two mobs going to do for us when he's saying all those words in Kaddish? So he says, "V'hine elu amab v'akoach acherim techaven en ahavaya desag." Because when you're dealing with tevas, you know we know the rule is tevas has to do with hashpah abba, and we know the hashpah abba comes in b'derech sag, and the hashpah ima comes in b'derech ma. So that's the havaya desag. Sheyesh ba'olam abriya.
Where do we see this, really?
We saw Shakamos before. Okay? So therefore, Sheyesh ba'olam abriya now. That's going to become from a higher order called Briya. B'divai, we're talking about Yetzir and Mashpir to the Asir. Now, since we're talking about Abba, Abba Be'erchim is called Briya, by the way. So we're going to be the Olam abriya is Mashpir to the Asir, because Abba. Sheyesh ba'koach umav kenal v'havaya adma da'afim. Now, v'atam akavan azunda, what's the tachlis of this? So he says, the tachlis is, v'atam kavanazu atahi, lefish kavanaseinu atahu, lehamshir koach, bechinas ruach, again, same ruach, the yitzir od, ad sov kol asiya. Okay, you can ask me what's the difference, we already did that by the oisis.
No, it's gal, no.
Very good. So when we did the oisis, mishvit dafka to the gal, of the well, see here the extra toelis over here of the tevas of the koach and the mab of the tevas is mashbet the kol asiyah. Lachen tzirich anu la'ir o godol elyon mishem sag de bria, something with the abba, min hakoach mab de bria el agar de asiyah, same place, the gar de asiyah, kedei she'al yedei zeh yochol atzis achar kakoach hu yitzir bekol asiyah. Okay, so that's what we want through the two kochas of the koach, the mitzchaf ches oisus of the tevas, not oisus but tevas, and also the mab tevas.
But that's funny because the nefesh, the ganz asiyah doesn't get nefesh. We said when we say ishe, you give nefesh to the garda asiyah, and then you give ruach. And then you give ruach from bria, which will be meir on the ganze asiyah. But we never give nefesh to the ganze asiyah.
We don't give nefesh to asiyah.
Only to gar asiyah, not to.
To the gar asiyah. Well, we gave it. Adi isha. What's wrong?
That's only to gar.
Right, the gar asiyah.
Only gar. We never give to the vagda asiyah.
Oh, the vagda asiyah.
We give ruach, but not nefesh. It's funny.
We give ruach
through gar. We give ruach to kol asiyah.
We give ruach to kol asiyah. Yeah, there's a few problems. Yeah, there's a few questions over here. The mice, where do we don't see? That's only arida the tevas, but the oisis don't give.
The oisis give only to gar.
Yeah, not to the kol asiyah.
Yeah.
But also, well, why not?
No, because it's from Ima, it's not strong enough.
What?
That's what he says. Yeah, okay.
That's the tables. That's the from tables, Abba.
Yeah.
From Abba.
From Ima, you can't get to Vak.
Right, okay, that's a problem. Why? Like we know when the Ima always gives to the Vak. We thought that. We can give to the guy, I can give to the Vak.
No, we never see Ima give to Asiya Bichlal. We speak about Zah.
What?
We speak about the Partsufim, not about the Olamot.
Okay, we'll see. This is a problem. It's a Torah's Chochmah's discussion. Alright, we'll see. Alright, let's go back to it. Now, Ubiyahu Alpi Mashalamadu Le'e. So let's explain. He's giving a little summary of what we just learned over here. Shalamadu Le'e B'dibra Arab Sheyesh Shtei Mine Mab Tevas. We have again two Mab Tevas and two Mab Oysters. Okay, just to get clear. The Aleph is Mab Tevas. Who? What are these 20, the 42 letters? Words, sorry. Those are the seven, actually they're not 42 letters, 42 words, they're 42 of seven words, which are Ishtabach until another seven words, another six words. Kol teva yesh bo zay vav oisis yacha gematcha mab. Beis mab le teva sheni, shu mab teva v'yizgadal, v'yizgadal, ad amriman ba'alma. And then we have the two oisis, which are the oisis alef shu zayin vav and shish bo ishtabach. So you're going to find the gematria of those seven vavs. That's going to be 42. And then finally, number dalid, ois dalid, mab oisis v'sheni shav yud dalid, Oisios be'alma D, the D, which is 14, plus another 28. Oisios mehesh merabah de almiya. Ziyachad is 42. Okay, so those are the thing. Melabdeinu Arav, says Nekutin Zekesef, she'al yidei shtei mine mab de oisios, nimshach ruach yetzira. So that's what we saw. So through the oisios, which is coming from Ima, yimashbia ruach, from Yetzira to the Gad Asiya Al, she'olu l'nai the Asiya, because right, through the Kaddish, is Mali the Gad to the Nai, the Gad Asiya to the Nai of Yetzira. Ve'al yidei shtei mine tevas, nimshachas aras mebriya le'gad Asiya, she'yochal ruach l'spash be'kol Asiya. Om nam yikshe, me'hecha matzino kavon azu, she'nimshach ruach be'kol Asiya. בכל עשייה.
זה גושן? איך הם מצינו? שי, לארז את הזה. הוא אומר ככה, מה הוא עושה?
מאיך מצינו, כמובן הזו, נמשה הרוע בכל עשייה. כמו רודת לצי, ורבינו ראש... No, I think somebody's asking, what's the dimion? Where do we find such a musar?
Okay.
Other place that we find that it must be, or the question could be that, why is it Dafka? By Abba is mashpia not Ima. Rabbeinu Shas Sidur b'Sidur Hakodesh Mavaya Shedalet Minei Mav Nimshachim Kol Echad Lebchinas Acheres. Each one is doing something else. Omemele Gam Hashachas Ruach Aniskar Kan Shebashakron Tase Baofen Kaze Vohu. So here we go. We're going to split more detail. So the first one Shaladei Mav the Tevos Arishon Shu Zayin Tevos Shish Dabach. Bonim Shah Mukhim de Gadus de Abba Legad de Hechel Kodosh Kodoshim. Okay? The Zade Asiya de Atzilus. This is what I was telling you before with this chart. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So those seven words of Ishtabach is going to be Mashpia to the Gar of both the Zade Asiya de Atzilus and the Zade Asiya. Now, as well, Yimshav Bekadish Zek Kodem Hodu Ha'ara. There's something else now. The Ha'ara Mibriya. Oh, so he's adding in the word za. So I take that back what I said. It's not something separate. We're going to continue using this chart of za. It's not only to, even though Arizal doesn't put in the word za, but he's putting in the word za. It's not only to the ga de asiya, but rather it's going to be to the za which is in asiya tachton. Okay? You understand? Let me make this clear. So again, we're going to be using this chart, and even though we're already through, for example, let's take a look at Dugma over here. When we're saying the word Ishtabach, Hispa, those seven words, that means those seven words include 42 letters. We mashpia from Abba to the Gal de Gal. That's number one. As well, by saying those 42 words, 42 letters, okay, of those seven words, you also mashpia ha'ora mebriya as well to hear. So it's not, like I said before, it's not stam the gal de asiya, but rather it's za which is in the world of asiya. So what he means by gal de asiya means actually the gal de za de asiya. Okay, which makes sense over here, because that's exactly how we saw before. It's the gal. So is it Tosefes Ha'ora? Okay, let's read it again. Yimshach Bekadosh Zeh Kodem Hodu Ha'ora Mebri Legal Dehechal Kodesh Kodeshim Zah and Niskel El. But this is only going to happen to the Zah, which is applicable to Asiya Tachton Bilvad. V'lo Asiya De'Atzilus L'Tam Shezachanu Le'El Sha'oros Bria De'Ruach Me'Yitzir Yimshach Rak Le'Asiya Tachton. Kedei She'Alid An Yodam Yimshach Ruach Le'Kol Asiya. So it's not, yeah. So eventually what's going to happen, you mashpia to the Gal, and since it's coming from Abba, it's going to mashpia to the entire world of Asiya. which I suppose in this context means the entire Zah de Asiya.
Why is Abba Vima de Asiya? Just a bit.
So in the world of Asiya, you have five parts of it. So you have Zah, and then Ima, and then Abba. So you're just on top of Zah. Within the world of Asiya.
But when Zah is in Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim?
No. So, now, the words Hechal Kodesh HaKodeshim is just Be'erachim. What Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim means, it means Gal Zah.
Gal Zah?
Yeah.
So where is Abba Vima? Not Zah, but Abba Vima.
So this is Zah. This is Zah's head. This is the God of Zah.
Yeah.
Okay? So I wrote it Gal in brackets wrote Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim Zah.
At this stage.
Yeah.
Normally this happened before the Amidah, right?
We're in Hodu.
You don't have Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim in Hodu.
Okay. Equate the words Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim with the God of Zah. That's it. Okay, I told you before that. God is a Hechal Kodesh Kodeshim or Sphilis.
Yeah, I understand.
That's it.
Oh, it's so, a place
no,
of God.
No. Just like that. Again. Everybody knows the Hechal Kodesh Kodeshim or Sphilis. It's not a mokum, it's a Sphila. Okay? It's called the God is out. Look, it's Shtet Mefushim. God is a Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim.
Okay, and I just want to know, let's say you are not Nechal, you are in Echal Yivnot HaSafir. What does it mean?
Okay, that's the fact. That, in language that we're using over here, to simplify things, that's the fact.
But when we say we are Oilem, mi Yivnot HaSafir le Echal Kodesh Kodoshim.
Yeah, again. You're not listening. Okay, so every time I use the Loshon Hechal.
Yeah, I agree, I understand this.
The Sphil. So I'm just going to miss Sphil. So
what,
in Zah.
No, what is Oilem?
In Zah. Sphil, miss Sphil, Zah. Ashpo, the Nitzutzus, the Birurim. You're being married Birur from level to level, from Sphil to Sphil. Or call it Mehechal Echal. I don't care what you call it.
Within Zah, very good.
What? Abba Ve'ima, one second. Abba Ve'ima is just here. Okay, so this is Zah, with all his Hechalas, with all his Sphilas. And you're asking me, where's Abba Ve'ima? Just on top.
That's strange, no?
Within the world, it's not strange at all. So within the world of Asiya, of five parts of it, we have Atik, Achampin, Abba Ve'ima, and then we have Zah.
No, after Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim, what is the next Aliyah?
Sorry?
After the let's say you are before the Amidah, yeah? You're in Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim. Hashem is Osei Tiftach, Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim.
I'm in Hodah, I'm in Korbanos. Forget it.
No, just to understand. Yeah, because I just don't know Korbanos, I'm just the Amidah.
So you're in the world of Bria.
Yeah.
You're just Echal about Kodesh to go. So where are you now? Where in Tefillah?
Hashem is Osei.
Okay, so you're moving from the world of the Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim of the world of Bria, and you're jumping into the world of Asiya.
Atzilus,
right?
What is above Ima now? If Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim is Gardeza, how can you jump from Gardeza to Atzilus? What is above Ima? Where are they? The question popped into my head now.
What's the problem? You understand? Everything is like it's like a stick, right? So if I have this stick over here and I have Zah is this white part over here,
yeah.
And then this blue part is Abba Ve'ima, this white part is Achampin, and this blue part is Atik.
Okay.
So if I'm telling you that Zah is moving to here,
it's not Zah who's moving. Is the you told me it's not Zah who's moving. Is the
Zah is definitely moving. Zah is definitely moving.
Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim is Zah, is Gardeza. So you want,
that's right.
So when you move to Atzilus, it's not the Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim move. So you go out of Kodesh HaKodeshim and go into Atzilus. Whatever you are, not you, but
No. Well, we're talking about Zah. We're talking about the Birurim, which we're not getting to Zah. We're talking about Zah is the Birurim. Okay, so we're talking about Zah. We're talking the world of Bia here. In Bia, you only have Birurim.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so we're working with the Birurim. Don't forget, we're giving our fancy Lashonis over here called Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim.
You're saying Zohar is Bia?
What?
Are you saying Zohar is Bia?
Zah built Bia. That is, this is clearly. When there was no Olam Zabia, there was no Bria Yetziyah Asiya. Only when there was a Shvira, the Shvira created the worlds of Bia. What created them? Zah. Zah broke. Okay? So therefore, when you, the whole Tach, don't forget the Tachlis, it's very simple. Every time you do a Maisa Mitzvah, Tefillah, whatnot, you're just being Maliza up and over. We're just going to more detail now.
So when you
we're
say
giving a fancy name, Hechal Kodoshim,
there's the name of Zah, you say.
Yeah, so when I'm moving the Gal, the Zah, which is here, I'm going to move it here.
You move what? You move Gardezah into Atzilus.
Yeah,
so don't. So you can't tell me that the Gardezah mean Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim.
Why not?
Because Avada, when you start the Amida, you go out of Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Bria, into Atzilus.
No, the way we're translating it, no, that's not the way it works. The Hechal Kodesh, that's what's in clear from over here. That the Hechal Kodesh Kodeshim is the Gardezah. Is the Gardezah.
So what happened when you start the Amida?
When you start the Amida, you bring Male Zah from the world of Bria.
So you see, you're Male Echal Kodesh Kodeshim into Atzilus.
That's right. Ah. The Hechal Kodesh that we're speaking about is the Gardezah. I can't help you with that.
I agree with you.
That's,
I
mean, the Gardezah. And what you were talking about, what the question you asked me before, where's Abba Vehima? Then what happened to them? I'm just trying to show you here. When I move this over here, what's going to happen? This, everything's going to move up.
No, no, when Gardezah is in Echal Kodesh Kodeshim. It is.
It's not.
It is. Right. It is. That's
right. That's right.
Now, at this stage, Abba ve'ima are in Atzilus?
Yeah.
Abba ve'ima of Bria could be in Atzilus.
What?
It's Abba ve'ima of Bria.
Everything moves up. Everything moves up. It cannot be that this will move up and Abba will stay down. Everything has to move up, like this pen. When I move this, this moves, right? Everything, it's static. Everything's going to move together. Atif's going to move. As soon as I move something here, it's domino. Everything's going to move. Okay, so we're going to have to stop it here. We'll continue next time. Sasha.
Sure.